There's a lot of organ music these days. It's our bumper music. And live now on the Wurlitzer Organ. And we're glad to have the music for sure. Thanks again to Mayor Mike Duggan for being with us and all the guests that we've had these 2 days. Action-packed, that's for sure. Couldn't have a show, though, without the one and only Tony Michaels, the Wizard of Oz and Ooz, with the fireworks, the Ford fireworks coming our way. He, of course, is the president and CEO of the parade company. And the Ford fireworks show returns with all of its glory June 26th at the Detroit Riverfront. But, you know, you've got lots of other things going on, too.
We do.
Some you can and some you cannot
about. Well, the week of June 12th, we're going to have a big announcement. It has to do with the new home, as you know. I mean, we've talked about it, but we've got a whole lot coming. We want everyone to stay tuned. And I'll be on with you, hopefully, and we'll be
absolutely
on the news. And,
absolutely.
We need help. We need help from everybody to make things happen, and we'll talk about that at length.
Well, it'll be great if we can make it happen, and we want to help you in any way that we can. And we're splashing into summer with our Ford fireworks, and thanks to all the folks that make this possible, and all the different things that you do that people we all depend on you for.
Well, I'll tell you, we are able, Paul, as you know, to do what we do because of our great partners and Ford Motor Company,
Mary Culler,
and you know, Bill, Lisa Ford, Jim Farley. I mean, they are really behind what we do because they get it. They really do, and they get this community in such a big, big way. It's really heartfelt. It really is.
It is. Is that moving along nicely? We're very close now.
June 26th, we are ready to go. You have a song in the track, which I do, and been working with Zambelli and Patrick Barreau and everyone you'll be talking to down the road, and we are set to go. And I have to say, you know, just talking to Mayor Duggan before you came on, the city and the Detroit Police Department, Chief White, what a job that they do, if you think about it, how difficult, but how great it was. And last year, you think about the Ford fireworks, and it was such a safe, safe night in downtown Detroit, and it's going to be the exact same this year. Yeah. It really is. They are amazing people.
Sold out at the rooftop party fundraiser?
I think we've had about 10 tables left. Which is a miracle. Normally, we might have 20 on this date.
Oh.
But it's selling like crazy. So if you want tables out there, please, theparade.org, and go quick. Because they are going. It's going to be a massive crowd. You know, Paul, along with Ford Motor Company and our other secondary sponsors with Blue Cross Blue Shield and Huntington DTE and Mott Children's Hospital, we need that fundraiser, you know, to help pull all this off.
And we're there to support you. We'll be doing a pre-broadcast before the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Channel 4 will have the fireworks on. Right. They've been a great partner as well.
Right.
But if you go to theparade.org, you'll see the information that we're talking about to be there and to be a part of all of the activities and fun. Anything else we need to know?
We're just good to go June 26th, and you and I will be talking soon. There's a lot going on. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Tony Michaels, the Wizard of Ooze and Oz, and for the Ford fireworks. That's what you'll hear a lot of for sure. Stay here. Don't go away.
I am.
Because you know the president and CEO of Business Leaders of Michigan, Jeff Donofrio, who is here with us as well.
Good morning, Paul W.
Nice to see you in person.
Great to see you.
Rather than on the phone.
And with a voice, which is great. I know I had to skip your show, unfortunately, a couple weeks ago because I lost my voice.
Right, you lost your voice. Yeah, well, I'm glad you found your voice. And you're here, and you were part of a session of the conference called Talent Today and Tomorrow. Talent search is on. How's that going?
The talent search is on. Well, I think, you know, the big talk of Mackinac has been this population study, right? And the fact that we're continuing to be a low performer in terms of population growth, just, I think, one above West Virginia in the country. And when we look at some of the issues that we face, you know, we have to take a holistic approach if we want to grow population, and that really needs to focus on talent, too, talent and education. In the education space, we struggle as a state. We're 40th with our K-12 system. And let me tell you why that's both a problem for the 2 million young people who get their start in our education system, but it's also a struggle for our companies, because I've heard from CEO after CEO about trying to recruit talent to the state from the coasts or from other countries, And they bring their kids to Michigan, and often they find that their kids are two or three grade levels above their peers.
This is a huge problem.
Yeah.
Not easily fixed,
not
but
easily
a huge
fixed.
Problem.
You know, we've tried a lot of things in education. We put a little more money in. We've tried some accountability systems. We've tried, you know, various different proposals over the years. But what's missing from that is some widely shared goals that Republicans, Democrats, that labor, that business, that education can all get around to say, what is it going to take to make Michigan a world-class state for outcomes for our K-12 system? And then how do we make sure that we have the resources, the governance and accountability that's going to make that work? The states that are doing this well right now, they're leapfrogging us to the top.
What states? Which ones?
Maryland, Tennessee, Pennsylvania. They've put in place commissions and other activities that really tries to make sure that education reform is persistent. It doesn't have that kind of Michigan 180 approach where we say we want a little bit more money here and then we reverse course and do something else. We want a little more accountability here or a grade system or anything else, then we reverse course. That's been a problem for us because when Democrats take office or Republicans take office, usually they try to sweep out what came before them. So there's not a strategy that outlasts a political term of office. We've got to get really true systemic reform in this state to make sure that we're not failing our kids. And it's not because teachers aren't great and administrators aren't trying their best. It's because we have a system that's really designed for the 1950s and 60s, not the 20s or 2030s.
Jeff Donofrio here, president and CEO of Business Leaders of Michigan, 40th K through 12. You're not getting resistance from people.
I think everybody, you know, agrees that there's an issue, but one thing that's missing is when you ask the general public in Michigan where they would rank our education system, our K-12 system, they say it's about average, 26 out of 50. So there's not this recognition that, you know, every school district in Michigan is underperforming their peers in other states. Whether that's a high-performing school district versus a high-performing school district in another state, we still have a ways to go. And the data and the numbers prove that out. And it's not just K-12. When we look, you know, I talked yesterday about community colleges, where we're 48th for completion rates over 6 years, 25% graduation rate for those who've started off in a community college career. So it's something we have to wrap our arms around community colleges as well to make sure that they can improve their outcomes, because it's so critical that we have these educational institutions functioning at a high level for our competitiveness.
Yeah, I went to Monroe County Community College, and thank God I was able to, because I couldn't afford to go to any
right.
other college. I worked full-time in radio since I was 15, and,
sure.
and at the Holiday Inn Monroe, and any number of other jobs, mowing lawns. But I did graduate University of Michigan debt-free,
right.
which is a wonderful thing, and not everyone can say that for sure. Jeff Donofrio, president and CEO of Business Leaders of Michigan, and Tony Michaels, president and CEO of the Parade Company. Go to theparade.org and join us for the Ford Fireworks coming up as we continue on WJR.